Welcome to this week's edition of Big City Catholics. I'm your host, Bishop Robert Brennan. I'm hosting today with Father John Wong, my priest secretary, who is accompanying me on the road. We come to you this week from Emmitsburg, Maryland, where we visited Catholic Youth Summer Camp in Damascus at Summit Lake. I had the chance last week with Lucero to talk with Caitlin Werner, part of the Damascus staff, and our own Father Henry Torres, who has a group down here. This week, we had a chance to talk with some of the kids. Welcome, Father John.
Hi, Bishop. Happy to be here today.
Thank you. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for getting me here. Why don't we begin with a prayer?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this camp and for bringing each of us here. Thank you for the friendships being formed, the joy we share, and above all, for the ways you are drawing us closer to your Son, Jesus. As we begin this conversation, send us your Holy Spirit. Help us to speak with gratitude and joy so that our stories may encourage others to open their hearts to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So, Father John, you're no stranger to summer camp experiences and retreats and things like that. Tell me about your own experiences growing up.
Yeah, being at this camp brings back a lot of memories for me because when I was young, I went to many church camps like this. It was a great time to make good friends, have fun together, and spend time in nature. And looking back, those camps also helped me to experience God's presence in a very special way. So it's wonderful to see so many young people here having that same experience here today.
Yes. How does this Catholic Youth Summer Camp at Damascus rate in some of your experience?
Yeah, you shared me about Damascus and what they do back in January at SEEK conference. And
that's right. We went to that display.
You know, I met some of the leaders there, the tent with their equipment and everything, but I didn't have an opportunity to experience what they do. But now I see what they really do here. And then working with so many great leaders and for those young people and here in the beautiful mountains and lakes, it's so great to be here.
And it really is. Yeah. It's beautiful scenery. And of course, we're in a very historic place. Emmitsburg, Maryland is where St. Elizabeth Ann Seton began to gather her sisters together, formed that community of sisters and did a lot of her work. So, and she died here in Emmitsburg. So there's the Seton tribe. We didn't have a chance on this trip. We were here very quickly to get there, but that's something I really want to see at some point. It's an historic part of our story as Catholics in the United States. Like us, she came from New York. But then she ended up forming this community here in Maryland near Mount St. Mary College and did great, great work. In a sense, you could call Maryland and this part of Maryland, Emmitsburg, is sort of like a birthplace of the Catholic faith in the United States. Our experience for me, I thought of that with the camp and saying, this is sort of like another rebirth, if you will, an encounter with Jesus Christ, a sense of joy and exuberance on the part of these young people as they celebrate their faith and look to take it home with them. It's just a beautiful scenery and a great, great place. During the week, these children have all kinds of outdoor activities and, as you say, and faith, sharing of faith. What were some of your impressions as you saw the young people?
They looked really happy, first of all. During the summer break, it's a great opportunity to get away from their ordinary routine, like studying or go to school or being with parents at home. But this is something different. It's just
being separated from their phones and social media. One kid spoke about not being homesick, but phone sick.
That's right. I bet it's challenging, but after a couple of days,
They really engage. Right. They really do. We had three young people here today. And in this podcast, we're going to have a chance to talk to the three of them. Mason, Madison, and Riley. They're from Mary of Nazareth Parish in Brooklyn. Father Henry Torres is the pastor, and he's here himself as a chaplain for the whole group for the week. There are about 200 young people mm-hmm. here, high school students. Mm-hmm. And we had the chance to catch up with first the two girls, Riley and Madison, and then later on with Mason. So why don't we take a listen? We're actually sitting together at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, part of the Mission of Damascus. And I'm sitting now with Riley and Madison, who are from Mary of Nazareth Parish. And Father John, so far we had a little bit of a tour. What do you think so far?
It was very impressive. Yeah, first time visiting this campsite. But we have a lake, the mountain on the back, all those facilities. You can just enjoy the nature, company, great company. It seems like you have great games and leaders. So yeah, very impressive.
So what are your impressions? How are you enjoying the week so far?
I'm really enjoying the week. I think that I met a lot of good people. I think the people that are showing us around and our group leaders are all like very good people to be around and like very strong in the faith and are always there to like help you with everything. And I think there's a lot of fun activities, a lot of different ones. You're always doing something. And I think everything ends up like connecting back to the faith as well.
Yes. How about you, Madison?
I honestly agree. Like, I feel like there's a lot of different activities. Like, there's paintball, there's archery, there's flag tag. Like, there's a bunch of different games and stuff.
We arrived during the playing of flag tag, and it looks like we talk about organized chaos.
For real.
So it's four teams. In like a melee, it's like flag football, but with four teams.
Exactly.
It seemed like a lot of fun, but how has the week been outside, the temperature and all?
Honestly, it's been really hot and like humid outside.
Yes. You guys were out there like troopers with all these physical activities and all this heat, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
There also is a lot of air conditioned time though, because we also have like a lot of talks inside and all that stuff.
That helps. What would you say is the activity that you've enjoyed the most so far?
Honestly, I really enjoyed paintball.
Paintball?
Yeah, okay. Paintball was really fun. Cool.
How about you, Riley?
I think I enjoyed paintball too.
Paintball?
I think that was a lot of fun.
So is it paintball like
you? So like basically there's different like areas. So there's an area where you play paintball and then there's different hiding spots that you can hide behind. And then you have to try to shoot people from the other team and like get them out.
Okay. Now, this might seem like an odd lead-in question, but Riley, you mentioned that everything you do leads back to the faith.
Yeah, at the beginning of like every activity that we do, they say like a prayer. And I think like even like the arts, like we did like an arts activity today and we made like icons from the church.
Oh, how beautiful. You're holding one up. So
yeah, that's one of them.
The icon. It's so you have the card with Saint Francis of Assisi, but the gold background.
And they had a lot of different saints to choose from too.
Oh, okay. So when you're doing that, you're learning something of art, but you're also learning something of identifying with the saints.
Yeah, they told us about all the different saints too when we did it. And like I think like basically almost like every activity connects back to like the faith. And we spend like a lot of time with like talks and like there's like a club time at the end of the night where they do like skits and all that stuff that connect back to the faith. And like I think almost everything like connects with the faith, other than when we do the lake time, because then everyone's just like playing in the water.
That's just cool off and relax.
Yeah.
And you're sacrificing lake time for me today.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And then there were like some real definite defined faith activities. Certainly have mass every day. What else have you had that has been kind of spiritually touching for you?
I think we have adoration again tonight, but we had adoration two times, like I want to say 2 days ago, and we had adoration yesterday as well for a long period of time.
Tell me about the adoration, because that's something that in Damascus in Ohio, I was really impressed by the Wednesday adoration.
Yeah, well, before we had like the monstrance showed to us like personally, we walked around the campus and they told us like different stories about different saints, and we walked with like the Eucharist around the campus, and then everyone was like singing and like we would stop and listen to the stories, and then we went back to like the auditorium and everyone was like kneeling and they were playing like worship music, and then every like group was called up one by one to have the monstrance like shown to them personally.
Yes, I thought that procession is just amazing. Somebody's holding the monstrance in the procession, right?
Yeah.
So you're walking with Jesus among you. But as you're walking, you're encountering the saints, the other people who walked the same journey, right? And so somebody was dressed as a saint?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there were the people that do like the skits every night with the different Bible stories, like they played the saints.
They played the saints and basically each one told you their story.
Yeah.
So do you remember any of the saints?
They did. I remember the Mary Magdalene one. Like mm-hmm. they told us about how she was like, it said she was possessed by 7 demons, I want to say. And then she encountered Jesus and he like called her by name. And then like she was basically like set free by all of that. And she was like with Jesus when he was crucified. And he was like one of the first people to see him like resurrected.
And then went and told everybody.
Yeah.
They call her the apostles of the apostles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Madison, one of the things that's characteristic of Damascus is the praise and worship music. So how has the music been for you?
I feel like it's very touching. Like when I hear the music, I can like, I get goosebumps and everything and I really feel it in my heart. And like when everybody's singing it all together, like I feel like it's a really strong energy. Like you can feel Jesus's presence there while we're all singing.
Right. So, you know, in terms of the faith, there's so much happening. Some of it's music, some of it's certainly the sacraments. We meet Jesus in the sacraments. Some of it's the saints, some of it's the Eucharist. And then, like you said, you begin every activity with a prayer, right? But also then you talk about how the activity fits into daily life and into like maybe any values that you learn.
I mean, they've definitely given like advice, especially during club, about like daily life, especially like relating back to like I want to say like teen life.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tell us about how like a lot with teens, like we're always looking for the next step, always looking like towards college, towards more good grades, towards the future and everything. And it's like, they tell us how to like stick with Jesus and like he has a plan and to live in the now. And like, they just give us a lot of advice on like how to get through like daily teen life and still be like connected to the faith.
And you find that helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Are you looking forward to getting back to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's nice to be out in the country, but it's good to get back to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the week. It's really almost over.
Yeah.
Today's
yeah.
the last full day, and then tomorrow you kind of wrap things up, and there's a big mass at the end, and
yeah.
You're on your way. So I wish you a lot of happiness along the way, okay?
Thank you.
Later in the day, I had the chance to sit with Mason to get some of his reaction to the week that we just had. Mason, I was talking to the girls who were with us, and they were skipping out on lake time. I don't think that was their activity. Were you in the lake today?
Yeah, I went in.
How was it?
It was fun. You must have did the water obstacle course.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was fun. Tell me, what activities have you enjoyed the most?
I liked paintball. Paintball was super fun.
Paintball? You enjoyed paintball?
Yeah. It kind of hurt a bit, but it was really fun.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
Did you get out or right away, or did you
no,
get to?
We lost, but I didn't get out right away.
Okay, good.
Happily.
So you got to play a little bit.
Yeah.
Good for you. One of the things we talked about earlier is that everything is kind of connected to faith. So there's prayer before what you're doing, and there are life lessons in what you're doing. But then one of the beautiful things here at Damascus is this sense of prayer and reverence. We just had Mass, and I was so overwhelmed by the reverence of everybody. I mean, they were really, really praying, right? Wouldn't you agree to that?
Yeah,
and singing and involved. It was a beautiful experience. What are some of the faith activities that stand out in your mind?
I like how when they do skits, like the... Like, you could read it all you want, like the Bible, but you don't really get, like, a visual picture of, like, the stories that they're telling. But when they do the skits, like, you get a visual of what is happening.
And so you enjoyed the skits.
Yeah.
And then the skits are basically Bible stories.
Yeah.
You know, when we were talking earlier, too, like, the people, the girls were saying that the people who did the skits also, during that Eucharistic procession, played the part of the saints and told the story of the saints.
Yeah.
What were some of the saints that stood out to you?
St. John the Baptist.
St. John the Baptist. He's one of my favorites.
Really?
I went to St. John the Baptist High School. I went to St. John's University. St. John the Baptist was always part of my life. What inspired you in his story?
I just thought that he was really cool.
Okay. Cool. Standing out like in the midst of the desert, crying out to tell people about Jesus. Yeah, he is.
He had a really good story behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Good. So in the end, are you glad you came?
Yeah, I'm actually really glad that I came. At first, I didn't think I was going to like it. Because being away from, like, my family, like, this is the longest I've been away from my family. And phone, because I feel like everybody's on their phone. But here, they take away our phones.
I don't think they even have to take away your phones. You don't get a cell phone signal out this way. we're really out in the country.
Very.
I noticed that. But it really is stepping away from the world and giving yourself completely to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
So that's good. It takes a little bit of courage to step out of your comfort zone and to do what you did. But it sounds like you enjoyed doing it and you're glad you did.
Yeah, and I like how they mix fun with God here.
I think we're going to go over as we finish up here to what they call club.
Yeah.
So what's club like?
So club, there's two parts of club. The first part is like godly fun where they do like the skits and stuff. And like they say stories. And then the second part of club, so like they give us a snack break in between because like around 2 to 2.5 hours. And then the second part is worship where they usually either bring a speaker or, yeah, they bring like a speaker or they just
give a witness talk or something like
that.
Good, very good. Well, listen, enjoy tonight. Tomorrow's a big day. It's only a half day, but it's a big, very solemn mass and other people come to see. And then you'll be making the long trek back to Brooklyn.
Very long.
You're going to begin high school this year, right, in September? Yeah. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's really, I'm excited for high school.
Do you think that this experience might be something to strengthen you for high school? Give you a perspective on things?
Yeah, because it's way different here than in New York.
Well, it's different here than in the world, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? You can take what you got here into the world. That's what faith is about, is taking these experiences and bringing them into the world. And I'm so proud of you for doing that. I'm so proud of Riley and Madison and of you, Mason. Yeah. You guys are awesome, man. Thank you for representing Brooklyn and Queens. We're very, very grateful. They're not talkative, but they certainly have some profound things to say, right?
Yeah.
They really do. They spoke about those faith experiences, and it really does seem like they had a great, great time. What wonderful young people. I was really proud of our Brooklyn young people in this crowd of kids from largely Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, but really from all around the East Coast. So our three from Brooklyn, really, I'm so proud of them. They were so, so good. And I could see them in the field. I'm looking forward to see what they bring home with them.
We missed last night, the adoration. I really love to see one day how they do here.
That sounds just beautiful. I did experience it once at Damascus in Ohio. It is something we have to do. And what we're hoping now is that we can bring a few more. We did next year through their parishes. These slots fill up very, very quickly. And last week when I was talking with Caitlin and Father Henry, I said it's like a concert where as soon as they go on sale, slots fill up. Maybe we can really plan ahead and bring a group so that they can experience it. So thank you for joining us this week
for
Big City Catholics. Please join us again next week for another edition and be sure of our prayers. Let's ask God's blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he look upon you with kindness and grant you his peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen.